Damia's Children by Anne McCaffrey. Copyright 1993 by Anne McCaffrey and performance copyright 1993 by Brilliance Corporation. All rights reserved. Reverently dedicated to Richard Woods, O.P., a.k.a. Pendragon, Volfret, Fax Dragon, Cattooth, Fangbite, the Whistler, Hurry Fast, Rush Drake, Sir Walter McDragon, Slipknife, Ouch Blend, the Reckless, Short Blast, Spleen Fume, the Apoplectic, Dragon Rabbit, Egg Snitcher, the Wily, Thick Head, Diddlewit, the Forgetful, Snatch Finger, Jewel Heist, the Avaricious, Snapdragon, Fast Snatch, Harpmaker, Storyteller, Good Friend. Chapter 1. Laria reined Saki in at the curve to let Tip and Huff catch up. She deliberately kept her eyes forward, curbing Saki's intention to gallop up the last hill to home, because she knew the Deanies would have dropped to four legs to make the steep climb. Tip and Huff were awfully sensitive about being caught on all fours. Like humans, the Merdinis assumed bipedal stance as soon as their back muscles were well enough developed to support the long trunk. Her father said that he thought the Deanies had been much relieved to learn that human children also had to learn how to walk upright. When Saki's twitching ears and a waft of a musky, leathery scent on the breeze announced their arrival, she acknowledged them with a whistle click. She couldn't quite make the sound as well as her brothers, Theon and Roger, but she did better than Zara, who hadn't the hang of it all yet. Kaltia wasn't even trying, though she signed well enough to be understood by the Deanies, as Morag did. Her youngest siblings, Ian and Petra, were too young to have more than the most rudimentary contact with their pairs. Despite saddlebags full of the day's catch, Saki marched vigorously uphill.